Hi everyone, welcome to Coach with Maria. In today's assignment, we are going to be talking about BS. And no, not the kind of BS that you're thinking about, but BS and your BS and how it affects everything that you do in life and business. When I refer to BS, I'm talking about what stands for your belief system. And in the network, we often talk about limiting beliefs and how often these beliefs are so ingrained into our subconscious that we don't understand how powerful they are and the effect that they're having on our life. So the first step to identifying your BS, to identifying your belief system, is to get really aware, to become really aware of what it is that you are thinking, the thoughts that are constantly running through your head. I say one of the greatest, the biggest differences between successful people and unsuccessful people is success. It's not that successful people are necessarily any smarter or that they've gone to better schools or that they have better training or anything like that, but it comes down to this underlying belief and confidence that they have that is absolutely astounding and which propels them forward. It's just this powerful belief that they can accomplish anything, that they are powerful, that they are capable. And with that kind of thinking and that underlying belief, you can achieve anything. So how do we change our BS? How do we change our belief system, really? We have to understand that when we believe something, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, we literally give our brain the command to respond accordingly. So even if we say something as simple as, I'm not capable, I just can't do that, our brain says, okay, and executes that command. Alternatively, if we say, I can do that, I am capable, I am powerful, I am confident, the brain answers, yes, you are. And then we take actions accordingly based on what we've said. So let me give you some examples of some of the beliefs that we carry around that are so powerful and that truly affect our lives. I want to start with a few empowering beliefs. So an example of an empowering belief would be, I can do anything I put my mind to. I love this one. Or this is not a failure. This is a learning opportunity. This is an opportunity for growth. And I am glad that I experienced it because it's going to make me a better person. Another empowering belief would be, I am a successful person. I am a powerful individual. I am a capable individual. Now, let's go on the flip side and hear some disempowering beliefs. I'm not good at this. I just don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. I don't have the team. I don't know how to do this. I have no idea how this works. I'll never get ahead. I'll never be successful as her. I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. I'm not strong enough. Do you feel the difference in your body? And none of these things are true. These are just things that we tell ourselves. So these are examples of disempowering beliefs that we need to get rid of ASAP if we are going to be successful. We have to understand that at any given moment, we have the choice, and we really have the choice to choose what we believe about ourselves. And when we do that, these beliefs determine the actions that we take. And the actions obviously will give us the results that we are looking for, either positive or negative, right? So again, it's critical that we become aware of what we call this underlying BS, this underlying belief system, and that when we become aware of it, we have the power to change it. So I want to focus on the exercise that I want you to do today. And the two most powerful words in the English language are I am, and whatever comes after that is truth. So these words absolutely on the law of attraction level, really, they radiate a frequency based on what you're saying, and they attract more of that into your life. So every time we use the words I am, we are sending instructions really to our body and mind to think and feel what we say we are, right? So what are you saying to yourself? This is so important, and many of us go through life with these stories playing in our subconscious, and we are not even aware of them, right? We are not even aware of them. So what we're going to do today, your assignment is, I want you to do three things. Number one is, what negative BS has been running your life? List the top three things that you tell yourself. So mine, for example, might be, I'll never be as successful as I want to be, or I'll always be stuck in the same place. That's one of my greatest fears, you know, and people often say to me, well, Maria, you've done so much and you keep moving forward. But one of my underlying BS, you know, was that I'm not moving forward, and that's absolute BS. So I want you to list three negative belief systems that have been running your life. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to reframe these negative beliefs into positive ones and into empowering ones. So for example, if you say, I'll take mine again, for example, I will never be as successful as everyone else. I turn that around and I say, I will be wildly, wildly successful, and I am fully capable of being successful. Or the other one was, I'll always be stuck in the same place. I want to turn that around and say, I am constantly moving forward. And the third thing I want you to do is I want you to list three empowering beliefs, starting with I am. So mine, for example, I am powerful, I am successful, I am capable, and I am resilient. I added that one. But I want you to do three. And then I want you to think about how this exercise felt and how you felt reframing your I am statements into the positive. And of course, I'd like for you to share with your accountability partner. So that has been this week's assignment for Coach with Maria. And remember, be aware of your BS and know that you are fully capable of changing it. And once you do that, and once you have an empowering belief system, it serves as the foundation to all success in life. That's it for now.